For Night Shift on Triple M, it's Pat filling in for Luke Boner, who returns on Monday, and time for a bit of an audience survey here. I know I'm filling in. It might be a bit of a tad inappropriate to ask personal questions. We'll see. But have you ever been intimate in public? So I'm talking about Hoosh Mukundi. So for many people, the idea of having sex in public is unthinkable. For others, it's on their bucket list. Now, the conversation has started about this because a couple thought the back seat of a bus in Melbourne was their bedroom. They were filmed and berated, and of course it ended up on social media. But apparently it's more common than you think, and Karina Chapman is a conscious connection expert to discuss this very topic. Hello, Karina.
Hi, Pat.
And I'm right there. Is that why we're talking about this? I mean, it's been talked about forever. It's not new. Some couple, a Melbourne bus in the back seat became intimate and ended up on social media?
Absolutely, yes. Apparently the excuse was that they were homeless, but I don't think the guy filming was going to have any of that. So He really called them out on it.
Right. And look, it's a funny, I was saying to you off air because that we can talk about this sort of stuff on Triple M. It's an adult program and, it's the wee small hours and it's worth sort of, and I'd love to do a survey actually, because you say it's more common than we think, just for
it
our,
is.
Yeah, for our
yeah,
listeners actually, to say yes or no.
Research actually shows that almost a third of adults try doing it at least once. So that's quite a few adults having sex out in public.
So is there a certain type of person who goes for it? Because as it says here in my blurb, that it's unthinkable for some, and many people would even think, well, you know, that's nuts. Why would you think of even doing that? Is it a certain personality, like an extrovert who likes to be out there and take the risk?
You know, it can be either introvert or extrovert. However, the extroverts don't mind so much if they get caught, but the introvert, like, hopes that they definitely will not get caught.
So
I think it sort of heightens up the naughtiness and, you know, the fear of being caught by someone, heightens the, you know, brain chemicals and makes it more fun. Yeah.
And I guess there's a romanticness in some people's minds, maybe, who think, you know, on the beach, a nice warm night, and you know, it's romantic, and we're out there amongst the elements. Is there a bit of that, or is it a bit more raunchy than that, Karina?
I think it's a bit of both, to be honest. Sometimes it's just circumstantial. You happen to be somewhere, and I guess they think, well, we're in the mood. Why not? No one else is around. But if you're going to do it down the beach, then you've got to factor in the sand, surely.
That's right. Yes, it can be very uncomfortable. Well, anywhere, really.
Yeah.
You've got to really adjust to your environment.
That's right. There was actually a survey done. So the number one place for everyone to have sex at, apparently, is a public park, field, forest or garden.
Right. Am I just boring, Karina? I mean, as I say, we're taking.
Perhaps you are.
Maybe I am. 133353, yes or no. I mean, I'm a no at this stage. I mean, venturing outside the bedroom is probably as adventurous as I've sort of got. Maybe that's too much information. But I thought I'd share, Karina, because I'm asking our audience to share on that number. So, yeah. So I guess there's nothing wrong with it. Is that what we're saying? Like, I mean, as long as you're safe and you're not offending others, I mean, there's a danger of, you know, getting yourself into strife, isn't there, Karina?
Exactly. That's right. Because there is a law against it. However, if you think back to the younger years, number two on the list is inside the car.
Yeah.
So perhaps, you know, for the younger population, they might be doing that there. But I think when you get older, the thought of the gear stick and the handbrake and, you know, the uncomfortableness just would put you off, wouldn't it?
Right. Actually, that should have been my first question. It's illegal to do it. Are we encouraging people, Karina, to do something which is illegal on this radio program?
We certainly wouldn't be doing that. No. We're just giving the facts that a lot of people do it and hopefully most don't get caught.
Now, you're a sort of a conscious connection expert, so you help people connect in a romantic way and also for business in a conscious way where you make an effort to connect with others.
Exactly.
So your motive to sort of talk about this, do you encourage it, or is it sort of an individual choice? Do you think that it'll sort of make you add to your life in any way? If you thought to yourself, if you went to your partner and said, you know what, let's go off to, you know, under a tree somewhere and have some fun.
Well, open honesty is the best sort of relationship to have. And if one of the partners feels that, hey, you know, I wouldn't mind having this is a fantasy that I've, you know, thought about, then you can have a discussion on how that might happen if you want. If people are a bit hesitant to do it in public, then maybe the back garden is a good step rather than actually being in public, assuming that your backyard's private, of course. So
if you're in a city and you get sort of apartments around you and stuff, that might be interesting for your neighbours.
Well, and some people do that on purpose because they like the neighbours watching. So there's all sorts out there. And so I help people consciously connect with their type of person. There's no good if you're going to put two people together that one wants to do it in all of the public areas and the other doesn't want to move out of the bedroom, because then eventually they wouldn't be compatible.
Now, I'm being prude. As you say, other people do it deliberately to be seen. But, you know, you might have kids or the family and you're looking at the window and you see that. I mean, am I being overly sensitive? I mean,
I don't think you are.
Activity. Okay, okay, good.
Yeah, I think it's not something that we would expect to see. I know friends of mine happened upon a couple doing the dirty in the grass on a hill where they probably thought they wouldn't have been disturbed, but they sort of saw it and went, and then just retreated back as quickly as they could. They thought there's no way we're going to walk past, because just seeing them was enough. So I don't think we want to see others doing anything like that in public.
Right.
I think it's more about, and again, it's personal choice, isn't it? Some people might want to see others doing that, but there are sort of places you can go for that. But I think it's just adding a little bit of spice into life that is the appeal, the appeal of sort of doing something that you're probably not supposed to. And I don't think so much about wanting to be caught. But definitely the fear of being caught would make it that little bit more adrenaline rush.
I see. I would think. It adds into that list. I was thinking that sort of like adding spice to your relationship, because it's good. Make the effort to stay attracted to each other and in love, and there's all different ways of doing that, you know, going out on a date night and putting time aside for each other. So it really falls under that list. I think we've got there.
Exactly.
That it's one of those things that if you both agree, and it's going to add some excitement to maybe a love life that's sort of, you know, been like, you know, if you're in a relationship for a long time, you might think, let's do this and spice it up a little.
Exactly. You never know where you'll go from there.
All right. Let's ask our listeners. Thanks for your help here, Karina, as we do this survey. Now, I'm filling in for Luke, so I don't know if I'm overstepping the mark being personal with his audience, but is it a yes or no for you? Have you indulged outdoors and did it add anything to your relationship? 133353. Karina, it's always a pleasure having you on the program. You're a conscious connection expert. Can we find you online? Is there a website or somewhere we can find you?
Absolutely. If you look up karinachapman.com, then you'll find me and you can contact me through there.
Great. Appreciate your time here on the Night Shift here at Triple M.
You're welcome.